So my name is John Frioff, and that's F-R-I-H-A-U-F, and I'm an ag biologist with BASF working in the herbicide group.
All right, John, well, we talked a little bit about Engenia today. Tell me where we're at with that.
Well, Engenia, we're anticipating launch here in 2015, and this year we're putting a pig program together to demonstrate to growers the utility of this trait along the dicamatolon cropping systems along with Engenia and the effective control that it will provide those growers, especially soybean and cotton growers.
Well, and you showed us you got some potted, well, some of these vicious, nasty weeds that we got over here potted, and they just, it's only a couple weeks worth of growth, huh?
Yes, yes, yeah. Growers do have to, many different obstacles that they have to overcome to grow a crop, and amaranth, the species, Palmer amaranth, water hemp are just a couple of examples, and those are absolutely plaguing growers in the Southeast, the Midwest, actually, the Mid-South, too, and Engenia is an effective tool that they'll be able to utilize to control those problem weeds.
Well, you know, as you said, we talked a little bit about some of the how fast the resistance has grown across the country. How many states now?
It depends on the weed, but just take Palmer amaranth, for example. It's in more than 20 states now. So it started in the Southeast and has been migrating north. So it's continually being a problem for more and more growers across the U.S.
Mm-hmm. But this... And we're said now next year, maybe?
We're anticipating launch in 2015. So that'd be a useful tool for growers to use. And we hope they keep an eye out for it next year. And I think they'll be happy and pleased with the control they achieve with that.
Well, basically, we're waiting for the trait, right?
We're waiting for the trait, but we're also waiting for the EPA to register Engenia. And those two will coincide with each other.
But you have already applied. That was just recent, right?
Yes, it's everything's into the EPA for registration. So we just take our time, and we're anticipating 2015.
Well, as we've done the trials around here, and you showed us a little bit about out here at the research farm in North Carolina, what do you think that farmers will be most interested in as far as Engenia is concerned in the dicamba tolerant trait?
Well, I think not only that, it will provide, first of all, it's another tool in their toolbox. It's going to be an option where they can utilize it in combination with a diverse weed control program with different effective sites of action to get very good control of weeds season long when they use a program approach. But I think they'll be pleased with the utility they find with it and the different broadleaf weeds that they will control. And they'll be pleased with that application technology that we'll be presenting also with or promoting with Engenia. And I think they'll find that it's a great product to use, safe on the crops, and they'll achieve effective control.
All right. Thanks a lot, John, here at the BASF Ag Media Summit in North Carolina. I'm Cindy Zimmer.